WHL,
Washington,
a Cumulus station,
where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WML News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. President Trump will unveil a new immigration travel ban next week.
So the government said that it's going to issue a new superseding executive order to, quote, protect the nation's security. This was happening as President Trump was revealing his plans to roll out a new travel ban during his press conference. He defended the old one, though, pinning the blame on the Ninth Circuit Court's decision to keep the travel ban on hold. But he also said the new executive order would be tailored based on that Ninth Circuit Court decision.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Senate Republicans plan to use their majority power today to confirm President Trump's nominee to lead the EPA, despite calls from Democrats for a delay. A vote on Scott Pruitt's nomination set for later today. A state judge in Oklahoma has ordered Pruitt to release thousands of emails that he exchanged with oil and gas executives by next week. But so far, Pruitt has refused to do so. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has had his first meeting with his Russian counterpart at the G20 summit in Germany. Moscow has had little to say about that meeting and is also keeping quiet about U.S. claims about the military moves that country's been making.
Russia isn't giving any credibility to the accusations coming out of the U.S. that it's been, you know, saber rattling. It's not just the ship. There was an accusation from a senior military official that they've deployed a cruise missile in violation of a 1987 treaty. The Kremlin saying that they are in full compliance with that treaty and that they haven't been formally accused of this.
Correspondent Claire Sebastian. On March 8th, women are being urged to go on strike and walk out of work to show what a day without them would be like. And like yesterday's day without immigrants, could have a big effect on businesses.
Almost 47% of the workforce is women.
If nearly half the country walks out on their jobs, companies are not going to be able to stay open for the day, particularly smaller companies that might not have staff that can replace those employees.
Depending on the circumstances, Andy Challenger with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says people could lose their jobs.
If any women were let go or terminated because they walked out on the strike, I think we'd see it turn into a national case and a national issue.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Virginia man caught trying to help ISIS in an FBI sting last year is asking for a prison term of no more than 5 to 6 years. That request from lawyers for 26-year-old Harris Kamar of Burke would be significantly less than the 20-year maximum recommended under federal sentencing guidelines. Prosecutors have only urged a long sentence of unspecified length. In the latest in the bizarre murder of Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Malaysian officials now say they won't release the body yet. They want DNA from a next of kin first. Meanwhile, police are also not saying much about the two women and a man they've taken in for questioning.
According to police, they told us that this Malaysian man led police to the other female suspect, the Indonesian woman, Siti Aisyah. In fact, he's her boyfriend, so that's the connection between the suspects. But so far, no charges. They have been remanded in custody for questioning.
Correspondent Simon Mosen. D.C. officials say they're going to have to retest 400 people for the Zika virus because the lab botched the tests the first time around. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,620, the Nasdaq at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards had their Southeast Division lead with a win over the Pacers in Indiana. Hockey, the Caps remain idle till tomorrow night. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news.
Papers are being leaked. Things are being leaked.
Leaking of national security.
Who's leaking?
It's a criminal act.
Depend on it.
A Russian spy ship near Groton, Connecticut.
Global struggle with Russia.
Putin's a killer.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and last month you heard me tell you all about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year, and that sounded good to a lot of you. Well, here is something that sounds even better. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending their biggest sale of the year for this week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year with 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middlemen by designing, building, and installing their own super energy efficient windows right here in their local factory. And that sounds good to me. Call 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you and you'll get 25% off each window this week with the biggest sale of the year extension. Put an end to those drafty windows and high utility bills. Pick up your phone and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, not too much to tell you about through Annandale and Tysons. Maryland Beltway, unfortunately, through Greenbelt and College Park. Plenty to talk about. First, the crash on the outer loop as you pass Good Luck Road before you get to BW Parkway. That's still in the right lane. And that's why if you're coming north of FedEx Field, you're in those delays and emerge off of 50, the John Hanson Highway, pushing on toward that outer loop stretch. But hang on, once you get past that crash, just a brief break, and then you'll hit it slow again into College Park around past the IKEA. We had a crash blocking one lane as well. Now, let's go Maryland 95. It was a longstanding crash on Laurel. It's been cleared, but now it's about clearing the massive delays. Southbound 95 at 198 over to the shoulder. So arteries adjoining into those backups 32, Route 100, definitely feeling the effects and the slower traffic. 270, southbound near 109, crash reported. And we're struggling on the westbound side of the freeway coming off of 295. First, we had the crash at the end of the 11th Street Bridge toward the freeway, and now one before the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good roll now of warmer weather coming in. Wait till you hear the weekend forecast. We're going to get to that in a second. Lots of sunshine, about 50 today. Tonight, clear 35, cold around the suburbs. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s, maybe even tickling 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Leesburg, 28 in Silver Spring, 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to start talking to you about this day without immigrants that they held yesterday. Did it impact you at all? What did you observe? We'll take your calls coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm Brian Wilson. Happy to be alongside again, Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
Am I making this presentation directly to the American people with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve.
And that was Jake Tapper. That was Donald Trump yesterday talking about presenting to the media, avoiding the media, presenting to the people. And we want to talk a little bit more about the presser yesterday. Joining us to do that is Guy Benson. He is the townhall.com political editor. He's co-author of End of Discussion. Guy Benson, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, were you at the press conference yesterday? Were you one of the reporters there?
I was not. I merely had the pleasure of watching it with everyone else.
See, now, what's interesting, you say I only had the pleasure of watching. You probably had the pleasure of watching because you weren't there, so you didn't have to worry about the president picking on you. There was a reporter, a man named Jake Turks, and he is being touted in the media as the Jewish reporter, who got into, not a confrontation with Donald Trump, but Donald told him to sit down. I know where you're going with this. And the New York Times is saying that it didn't go well. But yet I saw him later on Fox News, this Jake Turks, and he kind of gave the impression that it didn't shock him the way Donald Trump treated him, because he's from New York. He's known Donald Trump for a long time. He understands how the guy operates. So even though it may have appeared to others to have been rude to him, it didn't really bother him that much. Is part of the disconnect that we're seeing with the media just part of the fact that they're just not used to that type of personality being in the White House?
Yeah, okay, so first of all, that particular exchange that you're referring to with that Jewish reporter, I read that New York Times story this morning, and I think that was one of Trump's worst moments of the day, because the guy's actually pretty supportive of Trump and wanted to ask a pro-Trump question where he could say, obviously, you're not anti-Semitic, Mr. President, but we in the Jewish community are concerned about a string of hate crimes against Jews, including these bomb threats against Jewish daycare facilities and child care facilities. And Trump, for whatever reason, jumped to the conclusion that it was a hostile question about him, accusing him of anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. even though it was prefaced in the question with the assumption and the statement that Trump is not, and he got very hostile and told the guy to sit down and be quiet and all this stuff, not a good moment. Overall, though, I think the reaction to the press conference is polarized like everything else in America,
yes,
it feels like these days. You have people who looked at that and saw a raving lunatic who is a dangerous, frightening person to have in control of the nuclear codes. And you had a bunch of people saying, thank God someone finally got up there and punched the media in the face, yeah, rhetorically, because all they do is whine and complain and distort, and they clearly have it out for this guy. And he's not someone who's going to sit down and take it. He's going to stand up, take questions for whatever it was, you know, 45 minutes it felt like, and fight back and attack their premises and attack their job performance the way they attack his all the time. And then there's, of course, the vast swath of people in the middle of this who said, oh, some of it was good, some of it was bad, or I didn't see any of it because I don't care. Like, that's most Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sort of curious. I saw Britt Hume had tweeted out last night that he thought this was obviously an attempt to play to the base, and by the way, going out on the campaign trail again, literally on the campaign trail this weekend to talk to the base. But Britt observed that maybe his base is sort of being boiled down to just the real hardcore supporters of this president. What do you think about that? Fair criticism or not?
I think on some level it is, but I would imagine that press conference appealed beyond just the hardcore base.
I do too.
I mean, I don't think people in the press and people who live in left-wing urban bubbles understand the degree to which many Americans view the press with as much contempt as Donald Trump does. Now, that does raise questions, since he's president, a very powerful person, questions about, you know, the future of freedom of the press and, you know, what tactics might he use. I do have some of those concerns. But overall, if you're Donald Trump, and again, I think he goes too far. I think he makes bad arguments. I think he gets out over his skis on factual stuff. I'm not here to reflexively defend the guy. But I think if you're the president, you do wake up every day, more so than I can remember with any other president, certainly compared to the last president. The press does not like this man. They never thought he would be president. They are aghast that he is president. And it seems like the media every day is chasing down an angle and a narrative of, like, total chaos and meltdown in America. And it's not just that they are against him like they typically are most Republicans, because they're generally pretty liberal. They are relentlessly hostile in their, yeah, coverage of him. And I think he is someone who doesn't take that well. He doesn't take criticism well generally. But I think he does have a point that it is unfairly relentless. And he was like, fine. They complained 2 days ago that they didn't get to ask questions, because only some conservative journalists were allowed to ask questions, like my colleague Katie Pavlich, and you know they blew a gasket because only mainstream liberal-leaning journalists know how to ask good questions or whatever. And I bet you Trump just looked at this whole thing and said, fine, let's give them what they want, let's give them as many questions as they want, they can follow up, and I'm going to tell them exactly how I feel about them. And he did.
Yeah.
For the entire time, he was unambiguous. I don't like, he referred to the press as "you people,"
mm-hmm,
you know, and called them, you know, liars and irresponsible and failing and fake to their faces, not just on Twitter. It was quite an extraordinary performance.
You know, to your point, Politico is posting, is reporting today that Trump is fleeing Washington and going to Florida. He's going to Florida for a rally. So it just proves your point, exactly everything that you just said.
Can I just jump in on that? Because I think it's an important follow-up that you just asked, or at least referenced. The press has been building a narrative, right? They have a drumbeat negative narrative every day. And some of the time Donald Trump deserves significantly negative coverage. But sometimes it is so unhinged and hysterical and premature in what they jump to conclusions and not sourced properly. I think that there is a significant degree of unfair bias against him to further this narrative that everyone in the little bubble shares, but many, many Americans do not. Trump is saying, I'm going to give a press conference, but start with a half-hour opening statement where I give my own version of my narrative. I'm going to go to Florida and tell my narrative to my supporters, do you see people marching in the streets against me? Let's get thousands of people down in Florida reminding people watching TV all around the country that a lot of people agree with what I'm doing. I think that's what Trump is doing here, not just fleeing Washington because it's getting too hot for him. I think he wants to do this strategically.
All right, Guy, listen, great analysis. Really appreciate you dropping by and joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Sure thing. Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. You've made a recovery getting up through to the Beltway from the earlier crash, now gone. Now, we're trying to get through town, and the struggle has been westbound side of the freeway. So, for commuters coming off of the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, first, we had the crash at the end of the 11th Street Bridge. Second incident had been on the Case Bridge. That's before you would head out onto 395. So big delays, 295 north near the Naval Research Lab, and southbound 295 to merge as well. Two problems on the Maryland Beltway, almost a continuous backup before you even get to FedEx Field. So from 214 around to College Park, first crash at the BW Parkway was in the right lane, and the second one near the IKEA was still blocking a lane. 95 southbound in Laurel, the crash, 198 out of the travel lanes, still big delays pushing south through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a lot of sunshine today. Temperatures near 50. Clear skies tonight, 35. And then an amazing weekend. On Saturday, 69. On Sunday, in the upper 60s. And by the way, next week doesn't look too bad either. Currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from designers and save money on one-of-a-kind dazzling jewelry. You'll never want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
All right, change of pace here on Mornings on the Mall. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. And joining us here on the line is Kathy Hollinger, the president and CEO of the Restaurant Association Metropolitan Washington. Wanted to have her in today to talk about a couple of things, but first and foremost, start out with what happened yesterday in this Day Without Immigrants. And a lot of restaurants actually closed down in D.C., and some others, you know, were working with limited staff. Good morning to you, Kathy. What was the impact of a Day Without Immigrants on the restaurant industry in this town overall, do you think?
Well, you know, it's still a little early to determine what the impact was, but as you may have seen yesterday, each restaurant handled the protest in different ways. But overall, they all had a theme of wanting to support their staff and the immigrant population, which, as you may know, is the backbone of the workforce in our industry. So some restaurants decided to close while others stayed open with very reduced menus and shuffled roles within staff that attended work. But it was for sure an impactful day, both, you know, principally driven but also operationally. And now we're in the process of trying to gain some feedback from our operators to find out what the real impacts were for them, as well as the businesses that support the food service industry, like those who deliver the food and those who are the backbone of the infrastructure for the operation itself.
Don't you think, though, that this has always been my question with this, is if I were here legally and I have friends who are, you know, recent immigrants to this country and they did it the proper way, they really don't like being lumped in with people who are here illegally because they feel that they did the right thing, they respected the laws, they went through the process. So to be lumped in with people who are here illegally and all of them being called immigrants really bothers them. And I think this is just an attempt, maybe. Or is it an attempt to just kind of whitewash the illegal status and just make everyone immigrants?
Well, I mean, that's a very difficult comment for me to dissect because the reality is that, you know, our industry is so incredibly inclusive and accepting across the board. I mean, across the board with anyone and everyone. I think what was most important is as we were hearing more and more about what may happen yesterday, we wanted to make sure as a trade association we were arming the operators with the right kind of tools so they can at least have a conversation with their employees to figure out, A, what was going on, but B, what their feeling and sentiment was around that. And the good news is that that really happened, where some restaurants decided to, you know what, were closing and standing in solidarity with our people.
Yeah.
And there were other restaurants that just wanted to encourage that if they wanted to participate, they should participate, but we're going to stay open and figure out how we handle this.
What would you say, because we heard this yesterday, that some people looked at this and said, well, you know, if you're going to close down because, you know, you're going to support this movement, it simply makes it very easy for me to decide where I will not go to spend my restaurant dollars in the future.
Yeah, we heard that too, and you know, quite candidly, I think it was quite unfair, because I think that at the end of the day, putting politics aside, putting the issue aside, these are small business operators. In Washington, D.C. alone, it's 96%.
Well, but they were business operators who made a political statement by taking those actions.
The operators, yeah, the ones that made the political statement. I mean, you had a mixed bag. You had operators who were shutting down because they wanted to make a political statement. There were other operators who were shutting down because they had to figure out a way to be supportive, but also they had to look at their bottom line to make sure if they were able to stay open. I think that, again, it was a very, very mixed bag as you were out yesterday across the region, not just in Washington.
We just have a minute or two left, and I wanted to take on one other topic. It has to do with the D.C. paid leave bill that will give 8 weeks of leave to those who are having a child or adopting a child, and 6 weeks if you want to take care of a parent. I mean, a lot of people think, well, this is a very good thing. It's very, compassionate. But for businesses, that will really hurt, won't it?
Yes, it will hurt, and it is a great thing. Conceptually, it's a wonderful thing, and we've always been very supportive. But the reality is that the bill represents one of the largest taxes on a business, and it establishes one of the biggest D.C. government agencies to administer a leave program. And we just don't think the funding model or the structure works. So we were very disappointed with the no veto. And there's a lot of work to do, and we're committed to figuring out an alternative that's going to work for businesses, but it's also going to preserve the concept of this bill.
Yeah, when you say, just to let people know, the no veto, the measure was passed by the council. The mayor initially talked as if she was going to veto it, but then decided to let it go into law without her signature. Do you hope that Congress steps in?
You know, that's a loaded question, because I never really hope that Congress steps into D.C. local affairs, but I will say this. An unsigned bill still has the effect of becoming law after its congressional review period, and I think that having a veto in place at least gives the community and the council and others an opportunity to fix what has been passed and, again, still preserve the integrity of what the intent of the bill was.
Yeah, and this is probably going to hit more, it seems, in D.C. because of federal workers and state workers are exempt from this. It's really going to hit small businesses. This is really just a small business tax, and I love that it doesn't affect the government. Isn't it nice how they exempt themselves from these things?
I know. It's great, and 2/3 of the benefits go to non-D.C. residents. So
right, that's another part of it, yeah.
That's right. So it's a very tricky bill, but quite candidly, we do not think it works. We love the concept, but we want to be a part of having that discussion to correct it or have a bill that works for all business and people.
All right. Listen, we're going to have to leave it right there. Kathy Hollinger, President and CEO of the Restaurant Association Metropolitan Washington, on a wide range of issues. By the way, on this issue of the day without immigrants that occurred yesterday, and when we come back after the news here in just a bit, we're going to be taking your calls on that. I want to know, how did it impact you? We'll have that coming up, of course, in a few minutes after the news. Right now, it is 8:23 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Has weight always been a struggle for you? Are you tired of trying different diets, but always left feeling hungry? Have you considered bariatric surgery? Announcing V-Block Therapy for Weight Loss. As the first FDA-approved device for safe and effective weight loss in almost a decade, V-Block allows patients to control hunger on their terms. With an outpatient procedure, you can receive a first-of-its-kind device that blocks hunger, helping you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. Are you a veteran of the armed forces? You may receive V-Block therapy at little to no cost. Call now to learn about this life-changing therapy. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. Call 877-256-2517. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com. V-Block is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
It is 8:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, it looks like a miracle here on the outer loop of the Beltway. Between College Park and Silver Spring, there's no delay, but there's a reason for that. It is just jammed to get into Greenbelt, so it's taken off all the pressure of that trip beyond into Bethesda. So the outer loop of the Beltway, we have two accidents. The first one, as you come up toward the BW Parkway, that's still in the right lane. I'm still watching crews at the scene here. See a lot of flashing lights in the MDOT truck. Second one, right where Route 1, College Park, merges onto the Beltway. Only one lane gets by, and you're coming off of Route 1. You're up at speed on that exit ramp. Keep in mind, a lot of the commuters there have been sitting in that backup, so they're a little frustrated, so everyone's trying to let everyone in. Again, two accidents on the way into Greenbelt and College Park. On 95, southbound, still very slow out of Jessup and through Laurel, the crash at 198 on the shoulder. But then, if you're heading on to the outer loop, no delays beyond to get you over toward 270. 270, good. Had a minor crash southbound at 109. Quickly gone. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. They're collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather back, mainly clear sky first part of Friday and gorgeous sunshine this afternoon, shooting up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees, 827.
You know the phrase, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail? If you're relying on an individual financial advisor for financial advice, you might not be getting the results you're looking for. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Our 15 professionals work together to give you complete financial solutions. For thoughtful financial advice, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise
Decision
Investor Group
makers.
Is affiliated with Robert
Let
W. Baird.
WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Coming up in just a moment after the news, it was called A Day Without Immigrants. Did it impact you at all? What is your thought about this? We'll take your calls. Right now, it's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's another setback for President Trump in his search to find a new national security advisor.
Retired Vice Admiral Robert Harwood has turned down President Trump's offer to replace resigned national security advisor Michael Flynn. Harwood reportedly is concerned about what he sees as a White House in chaos. Also, a day after the freewheeling news conference, the White House is set to announce a communications director, Mike Dubke. He's founder of Crossroads Media, a communications firm. Dubke could take some of the messaging pressure off Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who at times has been contradicted by the president. Bob Costantini, Washington.
A Senate vote is scheduled today on another cabinet nominee, President Trump's choice to head the EPA. Democrats have called for a delay, but Republicans control the chamber, and Scott Pruitt is expected to win the day. Some 400 people who tested negative for the Zika virus in D.C. recently are going to be tested again after officials admitted that the first tests were botched by the lab. The faulty tests were conducted between July and December at the district's public health laboratory. The D.C. Zoning Commission has given final permission to D.C. United to start building its new soccer stadium at Buzzard Point in southwest D.C. The decision ends more than a dozen years of effort to find a new home for the team. It may be the dead of winter, but the nation's weather is doling out much more than just snow and ice.
We've been going in there for a while to hide from our uncle.
Children in Maine reveling in the state's second highest snow depth on record, 79 inches covering the ground. Meanwhile, in the south, a Polk County, Florida brush fire scorched roughly 2,000 acres, destroying homes and forcing evacuations. On the west coast, more than 20 million people under flood watches in Southern California. Officials in California also keeping an eye on rainfall as they monitor a spillway at the Oroville Dam that was damaged and forced mass evacuations this week.
I do not have any information to suggest that the threat level has increased.
I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,620, the NASDAQ at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards head into the All-Star break with a 2.5-game division lead after a win over Indiana. NHL, the Caps are back in action tomorrow night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these for a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville Tuesday, February 21st, Bethesda Wednesday, February 22nd, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing. And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-370-6100. That's 800-370-6100. 800-370-6100.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southeast Southwest Freeway. Boy, when it rains, it pours. Had our second crash of the morning westbound freeway at the Case Bridge. That's right before you would get onto the 14th Street Bridge heading into Virginia. The initial crash at the 11th Street Bridge. You should find your travel lanes open. But 295 passing the Naval Research Lab just jammed through that stretch. Seeing some of that bailout traffic as well onto South Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge toward Nat Stadium. Now, on the opposite direction, crash just reported on the eastbound side as you come out of Virginia before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. On the outer loop of the Maryland Beltway, pushing in through Greenbelt and College Park, we're jammed solid now before you even get to 214 Central Avenue. Two accidents. First one at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Second one at Route 1 College Park. And still watch have emergency equipment on both of those scenes. Southbound 95 in Laurel, the crash at 198 cleared, but we're still in those lingering delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now of warmer weather coming on in. The unseasonably warm air starts pushing in today. Just a few ticks above average. Gorgeous blue sky, 50. Tonight, clear 35. Suburbs a little colder. Sunshine, 69 tomorrow. Sunshine, some clouds on Sunday. Still in the upper 60s, maybe even 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Woodbridge, 27 and only 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. And yesterday was a so-called day without immigrants. That's what they called it. And the idea was that immigrants, I think mostly we can talk about illegal immigrants, were supposed to take the day off. And it was supposed to demonstrate to all of us, you know, how important they are to our lives each and every day. And I'm just sort of curious. I know you all want to talk about illegal immigration, and that's an issue we talk about all the time here. In this particular case, I just want to know, were you impacted by this in any way yesterday? Mm-hmm. And if so, how so? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Secondhand stories. I mean, I know people who tried to go out to dinner and they were told this restaurant is closed. However, they were able to get reservations. So, I mean, there were enough of them out, but it's a Thursday night, not the biggest restaurant night of the week. Certainly, I think if it had been on a Friday or Saturday night, a lot of more people might have had that impact. But I think there were other industries where they did perhaps feel a little bit of an impact, and I would like to know exactly how it went for you yesterday and what you think about the whole idea. What do you think, Mary?
Well, as I told you, I was in Manhattan yesterday, and I didn't even know what was going on. That goes to show you how much I knew about this. Their PR needs to be a little bit better. I had no clue. this may sound shallow, but I got my coffee, so I was good for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
If that coffee was not available...
It would have been a different matter, by gosh.
5 o'clock in the morning, there would have been hell to pay. But I got my coffee. Here's what I don't... And I saw nothing in Manhattan. I didn't see restaurants closed. I didn't see any marches. It was business as usual, so I didn't see anything there. It may have been different in D.C. But here's what I don't understand. There were reports of classrooms being empty.
Mm-hmm.
What do you prove by keeping your children out of school other than to allow me, the taxpayer, to see how many children I am paying for who are in my school system illegally?
Yeah, and as we said last half hour when we were talking to the lady from the Restaurant Association, a lot of people looked at the restaurants that were closing and said, okay, I disagree with that policy. I disagree with illegal immigration. And you've just given me a fine list of restaurants that I will no longer spend my money in. I think there is that part of it. But I think by and large, and if you have a protest designed to show people that that immigrants in this country impact our lives each and every day, we agree. You know, we don't have anything against immigrants. We have a problem with illegal immigrants.
Yeah. Conflate the two.
Don't conflate the two. To the phone lines we go. Roger in Fairfax. Start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, yeah. Well, occasionally I don't have enough food to eat breakfast in the morning, so I stop by a very popular fast food restaurant, and I believe they use E-Verify, which kind of made me sad when all the employees just didn't show up to work. They didn't have enough people to work in the lobby, and I got really frustrated with that. And a friend of mine was like, you know what? We're going to make a stand on this, and he knew about a Vietnamese guy in Fairfax, and we actually went to his restaurant that he owned, and we actually, that's where we're going to start going now. We're not going to go to McDonald's across the street.
Yep, so they lost some business out of that, didn't they?
Yeah, and a lot of us, when I posted about it on Facebook, and a lot of the guys I work with was like, you know, what do you mean they didn't have a clue about immigrants today? And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of sad about it because I don't have a problem with immigrants, but I do have a problem with, you know, E-Verify legal immigrants just walking off their jobs for some sort of stand on, you know, we're not supposed to have immigration policy.
I understand. I got you. Okay, I want to get some more calls in here if I could, please. How about Ben in Haymarket? You're up with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Ben?
Hey, good morning, guys. So yesterday it was actually kind of nice. The traffic was a little bit easier. My office was a little bit quieter. The two guys that sit right behind me, I wasn't being called a Klansman because of my Donald Trump bumper sticker. It was really nice yesterday.
so it had a positive impact on your life yesterday.
And, it was just awesome. And they're legal immigrants. I don't know why they stayed home.
Yeah.
Because it's a day off.
Well, yeah,
it's a day off.
Right.
Why not?
Andrew in Front Royal has a good point. Andrew, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Andrew?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, you know, I'm a creature of habit, and I really do like to go places, but that's very irritating when I get my schedule changed, and I can deal with that. But, you know, if you can take a day off, then I want to take a day off tomorrow, and during my day off, that I have an accident or my children need to see the doctor, and maybe the doctor's taking that day off, and maybe we're all just in the bind, and I think it's just going to keep escalating, and it needs to come to a point where people say, hey, you know, there's a better way of fixing this.
You know, here's the thing I wondered. What if there were to be a boss, a day without bosses?
Oh, yeah.
And the bosses
except
decided, I'm just going to shut down my operation today so that you will understand the importance of how it is to work with, and to not have a job for one day and to lose that income. To make the point that, you know, you need this job and that you're taking me for granted. I wonder what would happen if there was a day without bosses. Except here, it'd be a wonderful thing. At least, you know, one day.
No, it would be terrible thing.
No,
it would be awful.
Okay, you're just sucking up. It is. Let's see, get one more. How about Skip in Bethesda? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Brian and Mary, real honored speaking with you. I wanted to pass along a great idea that my son had. He went to school yesterday, and only about 50% of the children showed up.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to a middle school near Silver Spring.
Right.
His great idea was that the teachers just do fun activities all day for those who showed up. And I was thinking about, too, I think they should do fun activities that promote what it is to be an American. But he had that genius idea, and I just wanted to pass that along.
All right. Thank you for that, Skip. Greatly appreciated. It is 844 on WMAL.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
That's the dream, Tom. That's the dream.
But then when I think of how happy people are when they see the difference we made, I don't really ever want to be done. Does that make me a bad person, Brian?
No, Tom, it just means you love your job.
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I really do love working here.
8:45 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, I always hope for a light rush hour for our Friday mornings, but we've had some troubles. The latest one in Lorton, they still haven't cleared the crash north on Route 1 at Gunston Cove Road. Still at last check that left lane block, so below speed. However, if you're using 95 in Lorton, no delay. In fact, out of Stafford to the Beltway, and delay and incident free. 395, heavy in Landmark, now we're jammed across the 14th Street Bridge up ahead near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Accident reported on the westbound side of the freeway. Boy, that's been busy. Crash at the 11th Street Bridge, and then we had a second crash westbound freeway near the Case Bridge. That's heading into Virginia. On the Maryland Beltway, trying to get on the outer loop past FedEx Field and into Greenbelt, New Carrollton and College Park. Two accidents along the way. Looks like they're both to the shoulder now. When you come up to Route 1 College Park, you should find that to the left shoulder too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Good roll now of warmer weather coming in. Wait till you hear the weekend forecast. We're going to get to that in a second. Lots of sunshine, about 50 today. Tonight, clear 35, cold around the suburbs. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s, maybe even tickling 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees. It is now 8:47.
Having problems with lime scale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
Are getting to sit in with Brian this morning. I want to talk to you about Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson in the latest issue of Playboy, you know, because they have really, really good interviews in Playboy, stated monogamy is unnatural. She said, I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person. And she said, the idea of marriage is very romantic. It's a beautiful idea. And the practice of it can be a very beautiful thing. But I don't think it's natural for a monogamous, to be a monogamous person. Well, doesn't that just fly in the face of her idea of marriage being very romantic? And here's the thing. Is she right? That is the question I want to ask you. Is she right? 888-630-9625. Because I have seen people who fall in the idea. They fall in love with the idea of love. They fall in love with the idea of planning a wedding, but never really think past the wedding to the actual marriage itself. And she has been, she's been married and divorced twice now. Mm. So maybe marriage is not for her. Maybe that's not something she should do. But I think for some people, it's a very hard thing to do. And the secret is knowing if you can handle the marriage, not just planning the wedding.
Is it natural to be a monogamous person? That's an interesting question.
Is that something, and people say, well, animals aren't monogamous, so I mean, humans are animals.
Actually,
so,
some animals are.
I know.
Actually, they really are.
I know.
You know, look, if you've been through divorce twice, you may have a different, sort of a jaundiced view of marriage.
Absolutely.
And And, you know, in my own life, I've been through marriage, and I try not to have that jaundiced view. I try not to, to look at it as a, you know, as a thing that is perhaps not an institution that should be valued. I think it should be valued. And so, no, I don't agree with her on this. I think you know, that mankind is a thinking animal, and thinking animals can overcome their baser instincts. And I think that she's wrong about this. Well, what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I also think that once you've been married for a certain amount of time, like my husband and I, we just look at each other. I'm like, you know what? It's a lot of paperwork and I'm tired. So, you know, you hit that point and you're like, whatever. We've decided that should things go south, we're just going to live in different rooms. But you're right. You make a point. We have free will, and you can choose to try to work through your problems, or you can choose to go your separate ways. And she does talk about that, and she does talk. She says, well, everyone says marriage is work, and that just proves her point that monogamy is not natural. Well, I disagree with that as well, because listen, working out is really super hard too, right? Working out is hard. It's work. But yet we have to do it in order to maintain our bodies, in order to be healthy. So does that mean that being healthy is wrong, using her logic? Yeah. Maybe it's for some people, but not for others. And maybe some people just can't handle it. Then there's nothing wrong with that. You just got to know your limitations.
Joe at Gilbert's Corner, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Joe?
I'm just bouncing off the walls here. I'm so happy. If Scarlett Johansson doesn't believe in monogamy, I think my chances just went up.
How about Edward and Aldi real quick? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Edward?
I don't really think monogamy is natural, but being married for 11 years, I could never be the man that I am if I were never married.
Well, there you go. What a nice thing to say, Edward. Very sweet. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Oftentimes, the best learning in college doesn't take place in the classroom. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. In the summer of 2015, the University of California, San Francisco made a big decision when it banned the sale of all sugar-sweetened beverages on campus. That means soda, syrupy coffee drinks, and quote-unquote natural juices containing fructose. Not included, though, diet drinks, including zero-calorie fruit juices or 100% fruit juices. The happy surprise of it all is that people actually realize they can reach for this delicious tea with a hint of mint in it, and it's got no sugar in it, and it tastes great, said Laura Schmidt, a professor of health policy in UCF's School of Medicine. Now, after just 6 months, they saw a 25% decline in consumption among those who drank the most sugary beverages. Question is, what will the long-term health impact be? We don't know, but we'll be watching and waiting for those results. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Isaac. Please remove all laptops and
links. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
After my pregnancy, I started getting spider and bulging veins in my legs. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
The caring professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million procedures, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are pain-free for the first time in years. I can wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting getting your beautiful legs back. Call to schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
It is 8:55 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, no late problems. We're in good shape. Wide open, Clarksburg to the Beltway. 95 clearing out well here as you pass 198, scene of the earlier crash. Bit of volume, though, as you head through Calverton to join the Beltway. Outer loop in Greenbelt and passing New Carrollton, still heavy on the brakes. In fact, coming out of Largo near 214 Central Avenue. First crash was near the BW Parkway, now to the shoulder. Second one, College Park, that also to the shoulder. The freeway still jammed. It looks like it will be for a while. We've had three separate incidents, two westbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Case Bridge, and one heading out of Virginia, eastbound near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good roll now of warmer weather coming in. Wait till you hear the weekend forecast. We're going to get to that in a second. Lots of sunshine, about 50 today. Tonight, clear 35, cold around the suburbs. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s. Maybe even tickling 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees, 8:56.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from hundreds of designers and manufacturers featuring one-of-a-kind fine or fun fashion jewelry and accessories from around the world. There's something for everyone that fits every budget. Looking for an engagement ring, sparkling loose gems, a watch, necklace, or maybe a gift for that someone special? Discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show. You will never buy jewelry anywhere else again.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should,
and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. SanaSpineSurgery.com. Get your game back.
Does your advisor call you only after the market's gone up or down? Or do you have ongoing proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Well, listen, this is going to be just a tremendous weekend. Temperature almost 70 tomorrow. Sunday, it's going to be, in the upper 60s. And so get out there and have a great weekend. For some people, a three-day weekend with President's Day on Monday. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Hey, here's Chris Plant.
Here I am. Well, I wonder what we'll talk about today. Let me see. Well, there was a press conference.
Yeah, there was. Sure was.
And some questions about that. I want to throw it to you and get your take on it and what you're hearing.